Bob, Bob, we're fast coming to the end of our time on Radio 1. What do you want to tell us, Bob?
In my hand, I have a tech that's made USA flash a relay fitted to a British Leyland vehicle.
Yeah.
And it is a bimetal hot wire. There's not a magnet in sight. So I've opened it up.
Yeah.
I already knew this anyway, because it's part of my job. I'm a motor vehicle technician.
Sure.
Noel.
Yeah, go on.
A spring steel plate.
Yeah.
With an ordinary metal strip spot welded to it.
I'm hanging in there. I've no idea what he's talking about. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Current flows through it.
Yeah.
The metal strip then heats up.
Yeah.
And as we know, when things get hot, they expand.
Yeah.
And it breaks the contact.
Yeah.
Thus. And when the metal strip cools down...
No, just cool it down, would you, just for a second? Cool it right down. Yeah, okay, so we've cooled down the metal strip, yeah.
And the contact closed, therefore the other click, so you've got...
So you're denying the fact there's magnets involved anywhere? What were you saying?
I said that's the same principle as used in any heating element, like an iron.
Four-door voxel, I've transistorized, actually. There's no magnets in there at all. It's just a bimetal... What you call a hot wire?
Give us your pen over, Alice.
One second.
Hang on, everyone. Hang on. 1 second. Just write the same down. No, don't play the war. That's not. Oh, Alice, say that.
Ask me if I care.
No, I don't care. Put someone else through it, Will. Put someone else through. That's Gary. I appreciate the call and all that, but you know, one can only go into dashboard so far before national radio grinds to something in the hole.